Once again, Michael Feldman.
What do you think? I'm going to get a spontaneous burst of applause?
Yes,
you
gotta put this, I did think so. I did think so.
Yeah. Thank you. That's what we have the sign for.
Okay.
They all have signs. Don't kid yourself. All of them. Not just me. How many of you have a roof? Oh, never mind. How do you feel about the high-speed train? It goes too fast. Where do you have to get to in such a hurry? You need a high-speed train. You think about it, you know. Madison to Middleton? I got to be there in 3 minutes. It's very important. You know, for what? Okay. Shara, hints, do you disagree? Do you like a good high-speed train?
Yes, I do.
Have you been on a bullet train?
I have.
I've been in the one in France.
I've been in the one in Spain.
Oh, yeah. And they're kind of cool. Mm-hmm. Well, I just want to say hello to her. Excuse me. Pardon me. How are you?
Very well. Thank you.
Going to the Rose Bowl?
Yes.
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 Got tickets?
Yes.
Got the rooms?
Yes.
Got the bus from the thing to the thing?
Yes.
Yes.
All done?
The team just has to go.
Oh, yeah. That's right. What if we don't go now? You got to unload those on Craigslist if the Badgers don't make it there, then you got stuck with these tickets.
Well, we'll do.
Yeah. Okay, cool. I was thinking about going, but I don't know if I'm going to do it or not. My daughter, it's dependent on my daughter. Can I get you to stand up, Shara Hintz from Cedarburg?
Yes.
Are you a train fan?
Yes, I used to be when I lived in Spain.
Yeah. And you can take them high-speed trains. And once again, Europe is small. Why do you need a high-speed train, really?
Well, it gets you to point A to point B a lot faster.
Yeah.
And beats a traffic jam any day.
You know, when I was in France, we went on the high-speed, what do they call it, the Grand Vitesse or something. But it's in French. And anyhow, it's a high-speed train that goes, I don't know, it's in kilometers. It was going fast. So we were going from Paris down to Nice or something, or to Cannes or something. I don't know. I don't know. I wasn't too good in France. And all right, so we get almost down there, and there's the French farmers are having this protest where they're burning tires and stuff on the train tracks. We had to back up all the way at high speed back into Paris. So there's, you know, what was gained?
I don't know. A political statement?
Yeah. Okay.
Japan? High speed backwards?
The Japan one's really cool, I think. Except don't they shove you on there with everybody?
I don't know about Japan. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah.
Okay. Well, more on this as it develops, and you're hoping for the high speed to actually come here.
I think it would be a great advancement for the Midwest, for Wisconsin, for sure, definitely.
Where would you go on it, though?
Well, I guess to Madison, I
could come
to a show more often, I guess.
Yeah, that's true. From Cedarburg here, it would be like seven minutes.
We were thinking about the high-speed train when we were driving up in the snow and everything, and I thought this would probably be the one day I would take the high-speed train instead of driving.
That's not going to carry the ball on that.
No, I don't think that is going to get too much behind that one. But
thanks, Shara. Something to think about.
All right.
Thank you very much, Shara. Of Cedarburg. How much snow does it take to cancel the show? There's a guy from California. You know, we really can't cancel a radio show because it's like, you know, the show must go on, you know. So I would do it just me and Jim were here.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be a little different format.
Yeah, it would be.
Maybe more
We've
like
never
Imus
done that.
Or something. Right. Like Imus does that, you know.
Yeah.
Just make fun of the newsman, that sort of thing. We can do it. Where is Mike McFarland from Murphy's, California? Hi, how are you?
Very well, thank you.
I mean, did you think we cancel radio shows because of snow?
Well, perhaps you wouldn't cancel, but you might use a laugh track.
I could use a laugh track. That's irregardless.
Or a groan track, yeah.
No, we don't need the groan track. We could use it. What do you do out there in Murphy's, California?
Well, I'm a software freak and an innkeeper.
Yeah, what's your inn?
Carencia is the name of it.
What is it in English?
The act of loving well, the first definition in the Spanish dictionary.
Shorter to say it that way, then.
No, carencia works. It's also the place where large animals...
No carencia, or is it carencia?
Carencia. It's also, the second meaning is where large animals return to after venturing out.
Same thing.
Yeah, that's right. It's a bullfighting term. The bull has returned to carencia.
And what do you feature there at your place?
Romance.
Go ahead, Mary Jo.
Yes, we're the only romantic getaway in the motherlode in... Gold country.
What do you get for a mother load there at your getaway?
Well, it wouldn't
you supply the mother load, or do we have to bring our own?
You bring your own. We don't have our mothers there, but there's a lot of gold in them there hills still.
Well, thank you very much for that, Mike. I'm glad I asked whatever I asked you to begin with. We got Najib Ullah, is that right? All the way here from Pakistan. Excuse me, I just got to go in there and say hello to Najib. He made the walk, so I got to say hello. Can I get you stand up? Come on, stand up. How are you?
Good, sir.
Oh, thanks for the hug. I needed a hug. Why can't we get along like this all the time? We just solved international crises that have dominated the world with one hug.
Yes, sir.
And I feel better about myself as well.
Me too.
You feel better about me too? Excellent. And are you going to school here in Najib? Or?
Yeah, I'm going to MITC.
What are you majoring in?
Documentary filmmaking.
Documentary filmmaking. You didn't happen to bring your camera, did you?
No.
What, this doesn't qualify as documentary material?
I'll bring next time.
Beneath the planet of What Do You Know, or The Secret, The Hidden What Do You Know, or do you have a camera concealed on you?
Yeah. Yeah.
You're going to jiggle your picture there if you keep bobbing around like that. Well, that's interesting. And have you completed some documentaries already?
I'm working on some.
Yeah. What can we say what you're working on now, or is it?
Farmer's Market.
Farmer's Market?
Yeah.
The truth?
Yeah.
Truth behind the Farmer's Market?
Yes.
What have you found so far, Najib?
I can't disclose.
Because some of them are here in the room, I understand. Okay, we'll talk more. Nice to meet you. Yeah, thanks for being here. At age of 18, would you have been excited to travel 5 hours to see a live radio show? At any age, I think. Is this the group here that, yes, you look like you're, you know, being penalized for something. I don't know. Well, didn't you know at some point that that's what was happening to you?
Yeah, when my parents told me I was forced to come.
How old are you, dear?
18.
You have reached your majority.
Yeah.
At least your plurality.
Yes.
You say, listen, I'm 18, and then a sentence that follows that?
It was their 25th wedding anniversary, so I felt obligated.
isn't that pretty sad, huh?
Yes.
It's not quite pathos, but it's kind of it's close.
Yes.
Yeah. Did you point that out to them?
I did.
And they said?
I don't know what their response was.
And do you agree with this assessment?
Sort of, yeah.
But you're a little older?
Yeah, a little older. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're as much as 20 now, right?
Yep, exactly.
So in those 2 years, you learn quite a bit about the world, don't you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And do you have a different perspective on why they would want to come all the way from Central City, Iowa, here for their anniversary?
Yeah.
And what's your conclusion on that?
They really like the What Do You Know show.
Yeah. Well, it's still pathetic in a certain way. This must be them here then, right? Yeah, how are you?
Very good.
And how's the anniversary going?
Great. It's nice our family could come.
Yeah, well, it's nice to do something as a family. It's just strange to do this particular thing, but, you know, in 5 hours, was number one on your anniversary bucket list?
It was right there at the top, yes. It really was.
You didn't want to skydive together? Or
No. Uh-uh. No. Uh-uh.
Surf together?
No, this was right at the top.
Mm-hmm. Tarpon fishing?
No.
Together? And
no.
Nothing else you can. If this didn't work out, what would you have done then?
I'm not sure. Maybe, I'm not, I don't know.
Really? So. Well, let's ask the man here. And we got names here. Ellen and
Sarah.
Sarah and
Sue.
The mom and
Dave.
I'm Ross.
Hey, Ross, how you doing? You got roped into this too, but you're not complaining.
I kind of like the show.
Oh, he's a chip off the old block, that Ross there. So what was was this your idea?
No, it really wasn't. It was Sue's idea.
Yeah.
But I was kind of...
How did she bring it up to you?
I think she just said she'd like to go to Madison to see the What Do You Know show.
Yeah, for the anniversary.
For the anniversary, which I kind of neglected, so I was kind of...
So it worked out for you, really, because you just had to pay just gas and oil.
That's right.
$5 each?
A little more than that, and
six, maybe.
And a five-hour, two-and-a-half-hour drive last night. Yeah, so, yeah.
Well, happy anniversary, you guys.
Thank you.
You're romantic. What do we have for them?
We are going to celebrate the 25 years by opening some bottles of wine like the Domaine du Sac and the Prairie Fumé from the Wollersheim Winery at Prairie du Sac.
Can we get that to them?
Oh, yes.
I need it.
Yeah.
Okay. And are you staying over? You staying over?
Thank you. Yes, yes.
Okay. Okay. We'll get that back to the motel for you, and the rest should take, and then free up the kids. Let them. We got a whole campus here they can run around, ramp it on. We're going to play the What Do You Know quiz. Chance, we do what you've always wanted to do, that is win something for nothing. That's right. It's the What Do You Know quiz, a chance to show what you've learned all these years. Before we can do that, however, this young man here, in a non-ironic phase, will now read the four disclaimers. Got to get you to come down here and just hop over that seat. You're young. You can do that. All right. Can't tell him what to do. You can't tell him what to do. What am I thinking? You are?
Walker McMullen, sir.
All right. Are you in the military, or why are you calling me sir?
Force of habit.
Force of habit. Okay. Walker?
Yes.
Do the honors, please.
All questions used on What Do You Know have been painstakingly researched, although the answers have not. Ambiguous, misleading, or poorly worded questions are par for the course. Listeners who are sticklers for the truth should get their own shows. Disclaimer number two. If nothing else, WikiLeaks proves diplomats aren't very diplomatic. Disclaimer three. Persons employed by the International House of Pancakes, radio, or its member stations are lucky to be working at all, let alone tying up the office phones trying to play the quiz. Listeners who have won already should sit on their hands and let someone else have a chance for a change. Number four. All opinions expressed on What Do You Know are well-reasoned and insightful. Needless to say, they're not those of the International House of Radio, its member stations, or lackeys. Anyone who says otherwise is itching for a fight.
Well done. Nice job. I'm going to take that with you. That's all I'm ever giving you. Want you to have that? Thank you. Nice job, Walker. Let's see the hands of those who want to try them at the quiz. If this is something that you've been wanting to do, I think you're the only one who wants to do this, so I think I'm going to pick you. I don't know why I came to that conclusion, but you certainly had an immediate reaction. Thank God you were here. Otherwise, it would have been a zero. How are you?
Good. How are you?
And you are?
I'm Beth.
Beth?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Just use the one name?
Yes, Beth.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Dancer or something? Or?
No, I work in customer service.
Okay, that's like dancing. Beth, one good reason you should play this quiz.
You and I both have a daughter named Nora.
Cool. Okay. Can't beat that. Is that Nora? Where's Nora? Nora here? Oh, okay. Nora's not here. She's at home. Okay, come on now. How old is Nora?
Nora's seven.
Seven, okay. I got a 17-year-old Nora now. They age on you if you don't watch it. Have a seat there. Hey. Seven. Yeah, my Nora, when she was seven, we were like pals. Did everything together, you know. Looked for junk together. You know, take a walk and find all this cool stuff like acorns. And
we used to be like that until she had a little sister.
Oh, yeah, and then what happened?
She's more of her friend now than mine.
Oh, you lost her to her sister. Boy, that's sad.
That's all right, though. It's good.
It's good.
It's good.
Yeah, because they like each other. At least.
Most of the time.
Yeah, my daughters, they have a hate-hate relationship. They're not hating each other. They're just not liking each other. You know, that'll pass eventually.
I hope so.
Maybe in middle age or old age or something, I'm hoping. And Beth.
Yes.
And so you're a customer service?
Customer service, yes. Yeah. I answer phone calls when people call a 1-800 number.
Yeah. For what product or just?
SC Johnson.
Okay. And are you in India when you do this?
No, I can't. I can't disclose where I'm at.
Okay.
It's confidential.
So you could be in India even as we were speaking
could be.
Now.
Yes.
Call center in Calcutta, whatever.
Yeah.
SC Johnson. So if someone has a problem with their off.
You bet.
It's not repelling the mosquitoes.
I'll help them out.
Let's say that's my problem. I'll call up and say, this off is not working for me. I'm completely bitten up.
I'm so sorry to hear that.
Well, thanks. You're a big help. Can I call you Beth? Is that the name you use on the phone?
Or? I do, yes.
Okay. Thanks, Beth, but it really doesn't help.
Is there something else I can offer you?
Yes, I'd like a trip to your call center in Calcutta. to discuss this with you in person. Mm-hmm. So what would you do, though? Would you offer them a free product?
Absolutely.
Or if the product wasn't working, wouldn't that be adding, rubbing salt in the wound?
No, I would probably offer something else with the same brand and offer to send it to them to try it.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay. And then would you follow up on that after they had tried it?
Sometimes.
Oh, they're out of here, right? You're lucky to get that, right?
Hopefully that's all they need.
Yeah. Do people, are they abusive when they call you?
No.
Ever?
No.
Probably not about, you know.
No, not usually.
Baby powder. They're not going to really.
That's not S.C. Johnson.
No.
That's Johnson & Johnson.
S.C. Johnson is off, though, right?
Yes.
And
Ziploc. Pledge.
Yeah, those Ziploc.
Windex.
I can never line up the zips on the Ziplocs.
Are they color-coded
on there?
Yes, pink and blue.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm colorblind. Your product is useless to me. I'm sorry. What can you do for me?
I would try a different brand.
You would never say that, would
no.
you?
No.
Have you had repeat call? They call you and they say, and I said, I'm calling for like the third time because my Ziploc bags are not.
Once in a while, we still try to help them no matter what.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Can they say, I want to talk to your supervisor?
Sometimes.
And would you just put on a different voice?
We actually do put a supervisor on.
Oh, there is a supervisor.
It's not just my neighbor.
Okay. All right. And is that straightens things out?
Yes.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. You like this job? Good job.
I do.
Yeah, cool. I think you'd be good at it.
Thanks.
All right. So then, but are you from here or where are you from?
I'm from Nina. I'm here with my husband today for his birthday present.
It is? Mm-hmm. What is it with people and their presents? Where is your husband? Where is he?
He's right there.
Hey, how you doing? We were just in Menasha. Your rival to the...
That was my question, and you didn't
North.
Answer it today.
What?
My question today was about how you liked Menasha.
We liked Menasha. We spent most of our time in Nina, though. It's almost impossible to spend time in Menasha, I've discovered. You end up being in Nina, whether you like it or not. Or Appleton, you know. Really, when you think about it. I don't think there is a Menasha. I think it's a state of mind. But it's a nice state of mind. I enjoyed it. We had a good time. Beth, some out there plays along with you. How do they do that?
This is an encore performance, so don't call today. Give us a try next week.
What's making the ibises homosexual, according to Science Times? That's the question. What's causing it? There's an increase in... it's not a bad thing, necessarily. But I'm saying that there's an increase in homosexual ibises, those big water birds. And if you know what causes it, and don't tell me it's their mothers. Jeremiah's on the line with us from San Bernardino. Hey, Jeremiah.
Hey, how are you doing?
How's it going? Good.
Not too bad, pretty good.
Good, good. Got a full weekend lined up?
Indeed. I'm working with Trimming the Roses with some of the prairie folks tonight.
Oh, you are? Oh, how cool.
Yeah.
Cool. Jeremiah, what's making the ibises homosexual?
I think it had to do with like global warming or something like that. Like emissions
or could be something in the water, maybe?
Oh, yeah. Maybe like extra pollution, salinity in the salt water.
Salinity or like a heavy metal or something maybe in the water?
Yeah, it increased metals in the water, yeah, something like that.
What sort of metals?
Lead, maybe?
Yeah, or, you know, mercury or something like that?
Mercury. I'm seeing mercury somewhere.
So you're telling me, let me see if I got this right, Jeremy, you're telling me that mercury in the water is causing a gender or a sexual change in ibises?
It's possible.
That's exactly right, Jeremy. It's unbelievable good. Good thinking. That's it. So what float are you working on, Jeremiah?
Cal Poly Universities. They're the only student-built float in the parade.
How cool. So, and what is your float going to be?
It's called Galactic Expedition.
Ooh.
It's a bunch of children who are building a rocket ship to go to the moon.
Oh, how cool. So, I'll look for that one. That sounds great. Yeah. Jeremiah, this is Beth.
Hi, Jeremiah.
Hi,
she is your partner here, and you work together. We are a team.
Because
there's no I in team.
No I in team.
And Jim Packard, what are those categories?
Those categories are current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, science, or odds and ends.
Okay. Jeremiah, you pick the first one.
Let's do odds and ends.
Odds and ends. Must be a lot of work on those floats, huh?
Oh, yeah. We work 11 months out of the year.
Holy cow. Unbelievable. All right. Elephant seals with gym cams. Just a dream? Okay, this is the question. Elephant seals with actually cameras or sensors mounted on them, on their head, like Jim has here. Is it just a dream or is it occurring somewhere? Talk it over. Beth, Jeremiah.
What do you think?
I know there's that professor who put a camera in the back of his head recently.
Yeah, but he's not an elephant seal, is he?
No, he's not. So okay. I would say I'm kind of leaning towards a no. Maybe the people might think it's inhumane treatment.
Yeah, I don't think it sounds real.
So you're saying no?
I'm saying no. How about you, Jeremiah?
Yeah, I'm saying no too.
No, it is. It's occurring right now in California, of course. Santa Cruz has got them. You seek Santa Cruz has got elephant seals with sensors. And they said it doesn't hurt them at all. They learn about ocean depths and so forth. But
no right, one wrong.
Yes. Okay.
Sounds so more sad.
Yeah, I know. We'll come back to this. What's left there, Jimmy?
Current events, people, places, school, or science?
I'm going to do school.
Okay, Beth. Got to pull us out of this little slump here. Who has more genes, a human or a Concord grape?
Wow. Jeremiah, help me out here.
Jeremiah?
I have no idea.
What would a Concord grape say is the question.
Wow.
I haven't heard any ads on it recently. But
need an answer.
Need an answer? A Concord grape or a human?
I'm going to say grape because human sounds too reasonable.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
yeah, good think. Good thinking. Right. Concord grape has more genes. They're a lot more complex, and I give them credit for being 30,434 to 22,333 in the human. So grapes are much more complex than humans.
One right, one wrong.
Okay, what's left there, Jimmy?
Current events, people, places, and science.
Jeremiah?
Let's do current events.
Current events right out of the news, maybe not. What did the Boring family of Franklin Park, Pennsylvania win in their invasion, a privacy suit against Google Street View?
$1.
All right.
Wow, that was really fast. Let's do that.
Yes, they won $1 for their invasion of privacy. The Boring family. Not much was going on, so they only got a buck.
Two right, one wrong.
Okay. What's left there, Jim?
People, places, or science?
Beth?
People.
People? Kind of survey results. To look more attractive, men should tilt their head blank word, and women, blank word, according to evolutionary psychology, the Journal of.
Well, Jim's doing a good job of it. Can you do that again?
You can't go by Jim. That's a tick. It's a spasm. We don't like to mention it.
Jeremy, any ideas?
I'm thinking the guy would go right. Maybe it towards the right.
I'm watching the whole audience turn their heads sideways.
Okay, yeah, this can also be up and down on that axis. You know, it doesn't have to.
Oh, it could. Okay, so maybe the guys go. Okay, Lord.
Men should tilt their head.
How about back?
Backward?
So yeah, maybe that makes sense. Okay. I think guys.
Women forward.
Women.
Maybe no. Someone, no. I got a big no.
Well, no. Yeah. She doesn't know. She's only 20. It could have changed.
We do need an answer.
Yes.
Okay.
You say men should tilt their head upward or backward and women downward?
Yes.
Okay.
Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
I'm asking if that's what you're saying.
Yes,
I'm not putting words in your mouth.
That's my final answer.
Jeremiah, yes?
Yes.
Yes, that's right. Exactly right. That's evolutionary psychology in a nutshell. Jim?
Jeremiah, you'll experience the sterling hilarity and the quizzical gladness of a quarter century on the CD compilation, The First 25 of the Hardest, from Michael Feldman's What Do You Know? Beth, for you, you've won some lawn ornaments to take the chill from the tundra with an elegant pair of Packer gold and green plastic flamingos from Pink Ink.
Nice.
Each of you will have clean hands just to grasp away with a hand towel dispenser from SCA Tissue and Torque USA and while away the long wintry nights playing What Do You Know? The Party Game, featuring clever audience members, savvy contestants, and the marvelous Michael Feldman bobblehead. It's from Out of the Box Publishing, available exclusively at notmuch.com.
Thanks, Beth. Did a great job. Nice speaking with you. And Jeremiah, hang on for a second. We'll get an address from you.